It's a tough business, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, you name it, hockey, because you do have to make these hard decisions. You made a couple very, very hard decisions last year in terms of personnel as well. What it goes into the way that you look at it? Is it just performance? Is it personality? How do you fit in the different mix of variables in determining, A, who you draft, B, who you keep, and, of course, the dollars and cents part of it? When you have a Tim Thomas who hit 7 3-pointers, you know, late in the season there in a big game himself and who came through when Kurt was not available. Tell us what goes through your mind and how you organize those decisions.
Well, there's a lot of things that goes through. There's a lot of components. And it's all kind of tied together. We cannot, you know, as the owners here, not commit financial suicide. They're not in it to lose money all the time. So, you know, we have parameters and we have a budget, and we try to stick as close as we can to it. And, you know, it doesn't always work out, and you try to make the best decision you can based on, one, monetary. Two, we try to keep good guys, guys that... when they go out into the community, they represent the team and themselves as well. And then you have to have a bunch of talent. And, you know, sometimes you get antsy and you make a mistake on one or the other, and it is a mistake. Or sometimes you think, well, this guy's got so much talent that we can get over the character issue, and then it bites you in the butt. And then, you know, it's not, like I said, it's not a science that you can sit down and go, before it happens, this will work. And also who plays well together is big. And that's why everybody's resume has, you know, a couple good hits and a couple bad ones. And you can't get a, you know, if you can get 75% of your decisions right, then you're in high cotton.